Iftikhar, you've seen his name already. So, he came to work on cut flowers in particular because that's what floriculture largely consists of in Pakistan. But after he got here, he started getting more interested in bedding plants and the idea of bringing them back in. And over the last couple of years, there have been more bedding plant production in Pakistan. And also, many of you know Brian Whipker, All Things Plant Growth Regulators. So, of course, just hanging around with Brian for a little bit, and there was an interest in working on PGRs. So in this particular one, we are looking at the use of PGRs to improve post-harvest performance of potted ornamentals and plugs. So we all know about PGRs. You know, they've been out since the early 60s. Actually, there's some of the literature from the late 50s. We've been doing a lot of scanning of old literature and putting it into an archive, and it's been fun seeing some of the first studies coming into the various bulletins on Cyclocell, for example, and how far back that all goes. So we're quite familiar with it. Produce small, compact plants, darken the foliage, and, of course, the benefit for commercial growers is they increase space utilization, allows you to grow more plants on the bench, and which, of course, leads to profitability, increased profitability. But when we really look at the floriculture crops, there has been relatively little information on the post-harvest effects. They've been generally assumed, but then there's not been a lot of distinct data collected on the post-harvest effects. So we looked at post-harvest durability and ethylene sensitivity. So two studies. The first one looked at paclobutrazol and encimidol on post-harvest performance of two potted plants and two plug species, and then paclobutrazol and uniconazole on the post-harvest ethylene sensitivity of potted and plug species. So the species that were tested, four for the post-harvest study, sunflower, Pacino Gold. It's a favorite of ours because it shows everything really well. Everything bad really well, that is. You know, leaf problems, all sorts of issues. Zinnia, Magellan Pink, Petunia, Suncatcher, Coral Prism, and Marigold, Moonsong, Deep Orange. These were plugs. For the ethylene study, Kufia, Allison Heather, Petunia, Suncatcher, Coral Prism, and Portulaca Rio. These three species came from earlier studies we had done, so we knew them to be sensitive to ethylene and showing very nice symptoms when exposed to ethylene. Of course, I'm not sure a grower would put it that way, but anyway. Okay, so here's a nice big table showing all the various treatments. Okay, so for the post-harvest study, the top one right here, we had paclobutrazol and encimidol, and then two species within each of those, and then these were the rates. Now, Brian has worked a lot with PGRs, and so we picked rates that Brian had worked with in the past, so we were pretty sure they were going to work. And then with the ethylene study, Kufia and Petunia, okay, those were both with paclobutrazol, and then Portulaca was with uniconazole, okay? And again, four different treatments of each with the control. So for the post-harvest study, the potted plants were drenched with paclobutrazol 2 weeks after transplanting, the plug crops with encimidol 1 week after germination. For the PGR, after the PGR application, the plants were grown to marketing stage, irrigated, and then subjected to stimulated shipping at 2 or 4 degrees. Or left under greenhouse under semi-shade, which would have been the control. And then after the simulated shipping, the plants were irrigated to even out the uniformity of moisture and then placed in the greenhouse under shade to mimic garden center conditions. And you can see some of the plants there and some of the differences. For the ethylene study, they were grown as described above previously with the post-harvest. Then they were treated with 0.5 or 1 part per million ethylene for 20 hours, basically an overnight treatment. And then they were placed again in the typical garden center conditions. We have our drums that we use for treatment of plants. You can see them here with a heavy PVC top. So what we do is we load the drums up and then inject them with the ethylene. So I think we, all of us that do stuff with ethylene, have a similar. Michelle is smiling there. Okay, data collection. So most of the data in black, of course, is the typical PGR data, you know, the height, the diameter. fresh weights, dry weights, days to flower, that sort of thing. In yellow was what we were, red was what we were specifically looking for post-harvest, and that is the yellow of size or the just the general color of the leaves. Under the post-harvest, we looked at days to first or second wilt, and then under the ethylene, looking at the number of upsized flowers, of course. Completely randomized design. What we did, the trays were, that was a lot of plant material, so what we did is we cut them up into sections, and so we treated small sections of trays instead of the big 128-cell trays, and or we used 8 individual potted plants, and then there's, of course, the mean separation. So first is just to show, of course, that the PGRs worked. We got the sunflower, zinnia, marigold, and petunia, increasing PGR rate, decreased height. So rates worked, and that turned out fine. And the same with the shoot dry weight, increasing PGR reduced the shoot dry weight. And, you know, some were more responsive than others, marigold, for example. But again, if you notice, there's a difference in scale on these because they're all very different plant materials. So some of them, it's accentuated a little bit. Leaf color, you know, as you all know, for the most part, when you apply more PGRs, you cause the leaves to be darker green. And so, again, this was carried out. That in and of itself is a good post-harvest characteristic. Okay, so here's the data for the wilt. And it really did have an effect. Increasing PGR delayed the time that it took to reach first wilt. Now, again, I need to point out the scale here. On three of these, it's 0 to 5 days. Okay, and you can see marigold, it's pretty minor. You know, it's a plug, not a very big plant already. We can see with both of the plugs, there was just a little bit. But with day, you know, with plugs, they're being shipped. So a one-day difference for a plug actually can help. A one-day difference for a potted plant in Home Depot or Lowe's, yeah, not so much. So with the potted plant, and the zinnia was really responsive, it went from 4 days. With the highest PGR rate, it was over 8 days. So that added 4 days to the time that it could sit on a rack and not be watered and still look good. It carried over. After the first wilt, everything was watered, and so the clock was reset, so to speak, and then it carried over, and then zinnia still showed a nice response even in delaying the number of days to second wilt. And we didn't carry it out any further. We didn't do third and fourth and all that stuff. All right. So switching gears here to ethylene. Petunia, you know, instead of showing all the data with ethylene, what we're going to do is just show you photos for the most part. And here is the petunia, and you can see that as the PGR rate increased, the plants got a lot more compact. And then the ethylene, it's a little hard on petunia because they're all, in this particular photo, they're all over the place. But you can see under the high rate of ethylene over here on your left are the open flowers. And then with any ethylene at all, the flowers have, you know, senesced, closed up. Okay. But it really shows nice here on the kufia. And so Ithacar did a nice job with this photo here. If you look, you can see the different, of course, the PGR rates going from left to right, and the plant's becoming more compact. And then as you go from top, no ethylene, down to bottom. So the first thing you can see here is that with any sort of ethylene, all the flowers of the kufia were knocked off. And that's really what we noticed first. And we knew the ethylene study was going to be a bit of a, it was sort of speculative. You know, it was kind of out there that the PGRs would affect it. But, and this first set here, we thought this was interesting at first, and then when we started collecting the data, we realized it was very interesting. It wasn't just that, if you look at this plant over here on the right, you know, with the PGRs, looks like it has a lot of flowers. And initially when we looked at it, we thought, well, you know, it's just because the stems are more compact, and so it just looks more floriferous. No, it wasn't actually the case. It was more floriferous. So when we looked at all the species, for the most part, we found that with increasing PGR rate, the flowers stayed on. And then we dug into the literature a little bit more, and sure enough, there is some interaction between the GA pathway and the ethylene pathway. So PGRs do not appear to affect exogenous ethylene, but it does appear to affect endogenous ethylene. And so those plants really did have more flowers on than the untreated plants over here on the left. So And then with the Portulaca plugs, the very same thing again. We saw here we've got number of upsized flowers on the axis and number of upsized leaves, increasing PGR rate in both cases. This is irrespective of exogenous ethylene, decreased abscission. Okay. So in summary, looks like I'm ahead. I know. When I practiced this, it's one that took a long time, so I guess I cut a little too much stuff out. All right, so PGRs, it controlled plant growth. Okay, not surprising there. It delayed wilting and extended post-harvest longevity of all the species. For the plug species, it was about a day. Okay, but again, for plugs, that would be useful. For the other species, zinnia showed very well. Sunflower, not so much, but it would have to be tested on the other species. Did not prevent the effects of exogenous ethylene, okay? But it did reduce flower abscission due to endogenous ethylene, which was a very nice benefit. And then, of course, we didn't get into, there's a whole series of graphs we have, and that's the part I cut out, was to show the effect of the PGRs during the simulated shipping and marketing. And so what it did is, of course, it controlled subsequent stretch during the shipping and marketing, as you would expect. So as it goes through the marketing channels into the garden centers, it kept the plants shorter all the way. You know, it's not a long enough time period that the plants could grow out of it, okay, which would be the case, hopefully, in the consumer's landscape, that they would grow out of the PGR. So it did not grow out during the simulated shipping and marketing, which was good. And it kept the potted plants and plugs in a marketable condition for a longer period of time. So, of course, anytime you work with PGRs, folks want to know what are the optimum rates. So here we have them. Kufia was 2 to 4 milligrams. Sunflower, 1 to 2 milligrams paclobutrazol. Petunia was 4 to 8. Potted zinnia was 0.5 to 1. Okay, these gave us the optimum plant size. In some cases, plants were a little too small. And then marigold and petunia plugs, 80 to 160 milligrams. Per liter, and then Portulaca plugs 4 to 8 milligrams uniconazole sprays. So, we want to thank the USDA Floriculture and Nursery Research Initiative for funding for this, Ball Flora Plant for cuttings, and Ingram McCall, there's her name again for the third time. She's our wonderful technician helping us to do all this stuff for technical assistance. And there you can see the Kufia in the drum. So, all right, thank you very much.